Bottom of the first here in Bloomington on a Tuesday afternoon midweek contest. So glad you could join us here on IU Hoosiers Radio. Notre Dame worked a two-out walk from Karina Gaskins, and then Cronenberger struck out to end the inning. Indiana has the top third due up, Cora Bassett, Taylor Minnick, and Brianna Copeland. Even the same top third for the last couple of weeks for Indiana. There's been some shuffling in the lineup as the season has gone along. And this Hoosier team has come in to today's contest with a record of 23-12 and 6-6 in Big Ten conference play. Cora Bassett, the best hitter in the Big Ten, leads things off for IU, stands at the back of the box facing Holloway. First pitch is swung on, grounded weakly towards third. Dug out of there by Mitchell, throw to first, got her by half a step. So Bassett went first pitch chasing, which she does often. And the third baseman, Mitchell, was playing a step in front of the third base bag, fielded it about 40 feet down the third base line, and threw it belt high, a strike across to first to get the speedy Bassett. One pitch and one out. Taylor Minnick will step in now for the Hoosiers, 404 hitter. This is a kid that has come a long way in her freshman season from right here in Bloomington, played at nearby Edgewood High School. First pitch from Holloway is just off the plate for ball one. It was knee high, but on the chalk. Left to right, this is how Notre Dame lines it up today. Hanks, Sweet, and Clark in the outfield. Then Mitchell and Gaskins at the corners. Holloway and Johnson up the middle. Carly Kloss catching Alexis Holloway. Holloway wears the pitch card to get her signs on her left wrist, delivers the pitch, and it hits Minnick on the knee. So Minnick with a wince there. Oftentimes, Minnick will, when she has been hit in the past, really get pumped up about it and hustle down to first, but took an extra beat there as that one got a lot of bone and not a lot of skin. And so she has to take an extra moment, kind of stretching things out, standing on the first base bag. But Indiana has a base runner with one out. That'll bring up Bree Copeland for Indiana. Copeland, the freshman from Pelham, Alabama. Tells you all you need to know about the Indiana freshman, saying they got two of them hitting in the top three in the lineup. First pitch skips in, gets away from the catcher, Kloss, and Minnick is on the move and into second base with a head-first slide. So a dirt ball read for Taylor Minnick. It's a wild pitch from Holloway, and all of a sudden Indiana has a runner in scoring position here in the first inning. We talked to Deanna Gumpf yesterday before Notre Dame got to town, and she talked about their first inning success. Notre Dame has gotten out to a ton of first inning leads this year, but that won't happen today. Brianna Copeland swings and misses way out in front of a 1-0 changeup from Holloway. Radcliffe waits on deck, then Brittany Ford for the Hoosiers. Minnick out at second after the hit-by-pitch, then a wild pitch. Holloway's 1-1 pitch, big floater, drifts over the plate for a strike. Holloway does such a good job at changing speeds. Copeland was way out in front again. She did not swing at that pitch, but certainly seemed like she wanted to. And Indiana head coach Shonda Stanton calls time down there at third. Coach Stanton in the black coat here today. And the sunglasses are out for the moment. About half of the stands and all of the field at this point is bathing in sunlight. Not a bad afternoon at all for softball. Copeland back into the box, waiting on the 1-2 pitch from Holloway. It's a fastball down and away and picked out of the dirt by Carly Kloss. 2-2 to Copeland. Indiana back at home. This is the beginning of a 10-game homestand for the Hoosiers to close out their Andy Moore Field slate here in this season. They'll play again tomorrow against Louisiana. That has been moved up to a 2 p.m. start. 2-2 off speed and just caught a piece of it. Copeland did and fouled it back. Went back and hit Kloss, and then I think got a piece of home plate umpire Charles McManus as well. And he gives Kloss an extra moment as he walks out a softball to the pitcher Holloway. So Copeland stays alive. Tomorrow's game was scheduled for a 5 o'clock start, but we're scheduled to have rain tomorrow afternoon. So the folks in charge have moved it up to a 2 p.m. first pitch. The 2-2 again to Copeland. Fastball way high, changing the eye level. Looked like it slipped out of Holloway's hand, but that could be a purpose pitch, trying to now come back and get Copeland with something down and away. And that's not necessarily a bad pitch from Holloway if she executes on this one. Minnick out at second, one gone here in the first. Copeland at the dish for IU. The payoff pitch, swinging a foul ball by Copeland, grounded back off of Kloss once again. Copeland staying alive. That was a good pitch by Holloway, a fastball that was down and in, as a matter of fact. Copeland's got that quick bat speed to catch up with just about anything. She has been the Big Ten Freshman of the Week thrice this season. Hit three home runs in the same game against Kent State in Indiana's penultimate contest here at home. The 3-2 to Copeland. Swing and a miss. Got her to chase a fastball up top. They throw down to second to try to get Minnick napping, but she's back in with a head first slide. And so Copeland chases the fastball, swings and misses. First strikeout for Holloway. Two out here in the Indiana first. The senior, Grayson Radcliffe, will step back in. Missed a number of games for the Hoosiers this year with injury. Got injured back on the 18th of March in that trip to Oklahoma at Hall of Fame Stadium, playing Houston in the opener, and had a lower leg injury, but now she's back in action, returned in the opener against Rutgers 2 weeks ago. First pitch is launched into left field, ball carrying a bit. Back goes Hanks to the track, and she makes the catch as she runs into the wall. So she misread it a little bit off the bat, but tracked it nicely into her glove. Radcliffe gets good wood on it, but a deep flyout is all that'll show up in the book. Indiana and Notre Dame scoreless after one on IU Hoosiers Radio.